Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Menachot, Daf Mem Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. About to take a look at a sugya that we have discussed several times. Tanu Rabbanan, Sadin B'Tzitzit. Now remember, Sadin is a linen garment. The question is, do we put tzitzit on it, which will ipso facto be made of wool and therefore potentially be a violation of Shatnez? But Shatnez says Patur. Tell him Mechayvin. That's how we rule. Amar Rabbi Mihin. The Rishonim read this statement in two nearly opposite ways. But his observation is anybody who wears tchelet is considered to be strange. And that is for reasons that we'll see. But one way of reading it is to say, clearly halacha kebeit hillel, because wearing tchelet on your linen garment only raises eyebrows, but isn't a prohibition. The other possibility is this goes against Beit Hillel, because after all, we don't wear tchelet at all, and therefore there is no reason to wear sadin b'tzitzit, meaning wool tzitzit, just put linen tzitzit on it. So let's see. Amar Rabbi, imken lama asaruha. So Rabbi says, so why was it prohibited? Because they are not experts. Now let's see what the expertise is that's missing. That's the Braita. So the way that we read Lefishein Bikin is as follows. Why do we not allow Sadin Mitzitzit, even though the halacha is that it's permitted? Because people are not expert and will not understand to distinguish between tzitzit and regular garments. And we'll say, if after all you can put wool onto a linen garment, then I guess you can mix wool and linen in general. So the Rav was asked, so why don't we get 10 people out and publicize, here you see, sadin b'tzitzit, and it's only for tzitzit. The answer is, kol shekein d'metam u'alan. Then they'll even ask more questions. They'll be more bewildered, because here are 10 great guys, and they're wearing shatnez. Felita shava pirkos, so why don't we teach it publicly? Gzera mishum kala ilan. It's a precaution against those people who sell a dye which looks very much like tchelet, called kala ilan, and the concern is that you're going to then get wool that is dyed with kala ilan and put it on, where in that case it's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelet. So big deal if it's kala ilan. It's just simply a dyed piece of regular wool. Let it be like the white wool strings that we would put on. The answer is Kevin Afshava Minan Lo. In other words, since when it comes to tchelet can only be with wool. So therefore, when the Torah says that tzitzit trumps shatnez in that case, we know that that refers to the tchelet. But when it comes to the regular white strings, you could use linen. And since you could fulfill the mitzvah without violating the law, there is no heter. Kidurash Lakish, Dorash Lakish, Komakom Shatamase Asevelo Tase. Anytime the two of them are in conflict, if you can fulfill them both, like here, we wear tzitzit but don't violate shatnez, then the aseh trumps the lotaseh. And that's a long sugya we discussed several years ago in studying Masachet Yevamot, the beginning. So why don't we just check the material to see if it was properly dyed with tchelet, or if it was done with kala ilan. So we back off from this and say, el egzera mishum ti'ima. The concern really is that the string that you're using may be a string that was not dyed l'shem tchelet, but rather as a tester to see whether or not the color was strong enough and would hold. And we'll see why that's a problem. So why don't we publicize in the letter saying ti'ima is psula, that you cannot use strings like that? So Hadiski Lekum Elismach, we're going to rely on that? The answer is, of course we will. Amarava, Hashta, Chametz Pesach V'Yom HaKippurim Dekareit Samchin and Hadiski. Think about this. When it comes to the prohibition of eating Chametz Pesach or eating on Yom Kippur, and those involve Karet, and we rely on Hadiski that we send out publicizing when Rosh Chodesh was, Hachad Aseh Ma'alma Lokol Shekein, here for Tzitzit, certainly we should rely on it. So that can't be the reason. Ela Amarava Hamilta Amri, I explained it. V'idmar marav mishum de Rabbi Zera kavati. And in Eretz Yisrael, they quote Rabbi Zera saying the same thing. Shema yikaras dino b'toch gimel v'itpirenu. Here's the problem. if your sadin gets torn within 3 fingers of the edge and you restitch it, then what happens is your tzitzit, that were always there, now suddenly become reactivated, and that's a violation of ta'asev lo min hasui, something we're familiar with from the world of sukkah. So for instance, if you were to set up 4 poles and put the schach on top and then build the walls around, it would be an invalid sukkah, because you have to make the sukkah, which means first create the environment of chiyuv, and then put the schach on top. Same thing here, you have to create a full garment that is chayav, then put the tzitzit on, and in this case, when it tore within 3 of the corner, the beged became invalidated, and then when you revalidate it, the tzitzit are already there. And in that case, you're going to have shatnez on a beged without fulfilling tzitzit. Okay. Shari Rabbi Zeira is dine. Rabbi Zeira, when he issued this ruling, he himself took the tzitzit off his own sadin. Now, Rabbi Zeira Amar, Gzeira Nam Yishum Ksut Laila. There's another consideration, which is Ksut Laila. If you have a nighttime garment, and there's no mitzvah of tzitzit, but there is shatnez. V'yama Rava Hamilta Amri V'idma Marava Shmeit Mishmeit Rabbi Zeira Kavati. He said, here's another thing that I say, and in Eretz Yisrael they say it in Rabbi Zeira's name, just like me. He shall beg Ruch Nafei Hashal, or if you have a garment which is made of a proper fabric, but the corners are made out of leather, then chayevet. He shall or chnafeh shall beged. But on the other hand, if the garment is a leather garment, and this is all presuming that leather garments are not chayav and tzitzit, and the corners are made of a proper fabric, p'turah, my time, my ikar beged bainin. We need the main garment to be of a proper kind. Rav Achai Azel Bat Akana, if he had the opposite position, he says, whatever the corner is, determines it. Rav Schomer Avuna, Hitil of Alat Shalosh Vishlima La Arba Psula. Let's say you had a garment, and this is picking up on Tasev Lomen Asui, let's say you had a garment that had 3 corners, and you put the tzitzit on the 3 corners, and then you added the 4th corner, it's Pasul. Why? Mishum Tasev Lomen Asui. There's a classic case of Tasev, because the minute that you created the Chiyu by putting the 4th corner, 3 of the tzitzit were already there. Meitibe, watch this challenge. Chassidim Shonim Kevan Sha'arguba Gimal Yumatilin Latchelet. Early Chassidim, the minute that they would, and the way we read this originally is the minute that they would weave 3 etzpaot to make it a minimal beged, they'd already put on tzitzit. That's a classic problem of Tasev Lunasui. The answer is you're reading it wrong. Ema Kevan Shapatsuba Gimal Yumatilin Latchelet. What it means is they would finish the garment as soon as they got within 3 etzpaot of the edge of finishing it, they'd put tzitzit on, because they considered it already done, and they want to do it right away. Very nice. Umi amrin on Tasev Lomen Asui, but since when is Tasev Lomen Asui a consideration in tzitzit? V'yama Rabbi Zeira, now we bring Rabbi Zeira again, but now it seemed to counter that. Hitil la mutelat kshera, meaning you have a garment that has 4 tzitziot on, you put another 4 on the same corners, in order to replace them. So you put 4 on, and then cut the old 4 off, it's kasher. But that should be a violation of Tasev Lomen Asui, because when the 2nd 4 were put on, you weren't putting on tzitzit, as it were. They were just sort of being there. And when you took the old ones off and suddenly generated a chiyuv, at that point the tzitzit were already there. So Rav accounts that Hashtav Evalto Sivkai. After all, these other strings that you're putting on are a violation of Baltosif. Now, we've shown him read this in 3 different directions. We'll take the mainstream, one of the mainstream approaches, which is Maase Lohave, makes it as a statement, meaning, since you violate Bal Tosif, adding tzitzit by putting on the extra tzitziot here, therefore it's not considered a Maase. And only when you cut off the old ones, then there's a Maase, putting on the tzitzit gets activated, so there's not a problem. Mazgar Papa, Papa challenges that defense, which is Maide Gabra Lusufika Mechavin, who says the man wanted to add tzitzit. And Baal Tosif needs Kavanah. You have to have intent to add. Dimaliv Tulika Machavin. Maybe he's just coming to cancel out the old ones. Baal Tosif Leika, therefore Maaseika. Therefore, when he puts the 2nd set on, that is a Maaseh. Which means we're back to square one. We still have a problem, which is, this should be a violation of Tasev Lo Manasui, because he did the Maaseh when the old ones were on. He takes the old ones off. Suddenly, presto, he's got tzitzit there. So how do we answer it? We'll see. We're going to kind of go around a back door and come back to an answer. Let's take a little route to get back. Tchelet has no, there's no violation of shatnez. Even if you're putting on a talit ptura. Now what does that mean? My talit ptura. If you think it's a talit that's too small, a garment that a young person could put on and will cover most of his body and his head, and an adult would put it on at least to go out, in, if need be, to the marketplace, meaning that it's something that he won't be embarrassed to wear. That's big enough for tzitzit. If a kid could not be covered most of him and his head with it, even if an adult would wear it out, stop tura. V'chein le'inyan kilayim. And it says the same rule about applies to shatnez. V'avinim ba'amai v'chein le'inyan kilayim. What do you mean v'chein le'inyan kilayim? Either v'chein le'inyan isur kilayim, meaning that shatnez doesn't apply unless it's a big garment. V'anantanan, the Mishnah in kilayim teaches, ein arai b'kilayim. There is no such thing as too small for kilayim, even a small thing. Rachma Yitzchak, what's the answer? V'chein le'inyan sadin b'tzitzit. Meaning the comparison is that the same rule applies, that you can only put on tzitzit on a garment that is linen and thus potentially violate shatnez if the garment is big enough and is of the right size. And that's what it means. So therefore, when we said that if you put that tzitzit applies to filubinyat le talip tura, it can't be a talip tura, meaning something is too small. Alamai ptura, what does it mean? Hetila mutela. It must be referring to putting it on something where the tzitzit are already there. Meaning that if you put, you have a linen garment and you've got tzitzit on it and you add more tzitzit on it, that's still not a violation of shatnez. Aye, but it's a problem of, but doing that is a problem according to what we said of tasev lo manasui. So there's your answer, is that hetila mutela is not a problem of tasev lo manasui. Why is that the case? Perhaps it's like Rava's explanation, which is that because there's a baltosif involved, that's not considered a maaseh. It could be that we also have a whole different way of looking at tasev l'menasui. Tasev l'menasui may not be a problem when you have a garment that is fully chayav, but it is taken care of because there are tzitzit on it, and you add more tzitzit, then when you remove the old ones, the new ones are there. And in a parallel to that would be if you had a proper sukkah, and then you built four walls around the walls that are already there, and then knocked down the inner walls, that would not be a problem with tasev l'menasui, because there was no point at which there was only schach. Similarly, there was no point at which there were only strings and not a proper garment, as opposed to putting on tzitzit on three corners of a three-cornered garment and then finishing the fourth corner. So the two are really not the same. The last question with which we end this piece is v'am rabbi zera charazimna. But Rabbi Zeira already said Hitila Mutela Kshira, and here he also says V'chein L'inyan Tchelet. So why does he say both? Chad Michalch L'Chaver Ta'itmar. The answer is that the second statement really came as a conclusion from the first. He said the first, and said as a result of that, this second statement about V'chein L'inyan Tchilayim flows from there. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the middle and continue our discussion on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, continuing our discussion of the Mitzvah Tzitzit. In the next podcast, the Mintavidish should have a wonderful day.